Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Indie Film Review, where we take independent films and we review them. My name is Dan, and as always, I think he's around here. Jared, where you at, boy?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? There you are.
Hey, I know we're doing the podcast right now, and that's like really cool. I love the podcast. I think the podcast is like really like a positive thing in our lives. And I think it's like really... anyways, do you have like $2,000 you could give me for... I have gout.
Gout.
Yeah. And it's starting to spread to my brain. I have brain gout.
Gout and spreading to you.
Yeah. Brain gout. And I know you have doubt about my gout, but let me just explain further. So you see, I like to sit around a lot.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at your illness.
Please don't laugh at my doubt gout.
Right. Okay. So question, what is the $2,000 going to do to help with your gout?
The doctor says I have to put the money on
the gout.
Yeah, to like...
You could just rub it on there and it goes away.
Yeah, so I'll need it in cash, actually.
Oh, okay, so $2,000, you rub it on your gout, and then it recedes from your brain back into the gout sprout.
Yeah, the gout sprout, and...
Listen, I hate to doubt your gout sprout, but this isn't the first time that you asked me for $2,000 about your gout. I have to call your bullshit. Just get out. With your gout.
Hey, everybody. This is normal Jared now. I'm back to being normal. I know our acting is like amazing. And you're like, whoa.
I'm more impressed with the amount of rhymes that we put in.
Yeah, that really elevated the scene. That was a fun little reference to a film we watched, Dan.
And, yes.
What film did we watch?
We watched a film called White Lie. White Lie, huh? Why not Black Truth?
That's right.
I stole that bit from somebody else.
Did you?
People I work with, we always like say something, huh? The opposite.
Oh, yeah. I always do stupid shit like
it's
that.
So funny.
Anyways, we watched White Lie.
White Lie, and it was, what is it, a 2019, 2020 film?
This is a great question, and... I think it's a 2019 film.
And this was submitted to us
by Rock Salt Releasing.
Their public relations expert, Jenna.
This is not the first Rock Salt we've gotten in the past, is it?
No, it is not. We've had at least one other one.
Okay, cool.
If I'm recalling corruptly. But yeah, thank you for sending this to us. We really appreciate it. And super excited to talk about this movie.
Absolutely. So in order to talk about it, I have to introduce it. And you guys all want to know what White Lie is about, right? Well, as you might be able to gather, it's about a white lie. But, you know, typically white lies are tiny lies that we tell ourselves that, you know, you get away with them. Anyway, this is a movie about a big lie that is definitely not white. But I get why they called it White Lie. So this girl is faking the fact that she has cancer, and she starts to get found out. That's basically the whole movie.
Well, it's white lies to the main character, because she doesn't understand that this is hurting anyone.
True. No, it's definitely hurting. And as somebody in the film says, it's extremely illegal.
Yeah.
To do this. Don't tell people you have cancer if you don't have cancer.
Yeah, and especially don't collect money from people.
Yeah, in the sum of $24,000. That is definitely some jail time you're looking at.
Well, what's interesting is that this movie was based off of a bunch of real cases, which I'm sure you and other people listening have just read about them in the news, of real life people doing crazy stuff like this.
This reminded me, because Michelle likes to watch all these crazy real life crime shows. She likes one called, Hulu did a show about it. The show was called The Act, but it's about this little girl named Gypsy, and her mother basically raised her to think that she's, you know, super sick. And then
doesn't he end up killing the child?
No, she gets a boyfriend online, and then she convinces her boyfriend to kill the mom. It's opposite.
Whoa. Okay, so I've definitely heard a similar tale where the woman basically gets her daughter sick to the point where she passes away.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And tries to do it to another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally gets caught. Oh, it's the most evil because it... Think about
there's a
go ahead.
Is it it's a certain syndrome? Is it Munchausen syndrome, or no? Or by Munchausen by proxy? That's what it is.
Yeah, I think.
You want your kid to feel sick so you can have the empathy or the sympathy from other people.
Yes. So you're getting the sympathy from being sick. You're getting the attention. You're getting affection and admiration. Maybe stuff that you weren't getting throughout your entire life. So I see how people could get to this conclusion. It's such a dark conclusion, obviously.
Yeah.
But, and you have all of that, and then you get money on top of it. Oh, it's like an easy way to get to fame and money and attention from everyone.
Yeah, but it like, it's
scary.
Watching it unfold on screen, you're like, oh, and it just feels so gross. Mm-hmm. And you're like, when is this going to end? And just a disclaimer for anybody listening, Jared doesn't really have gout, okay?
Oh, what? Why'd you blow my spot up like that, dude?
I don't want to get, you know, on the bad side of the law because of this
Guys,
goddamn podcast.
Could you go to my Gouts for Clouts support page, and we need 50k to raise money to cover my entire body in
gout
$1 bills. No, not in gout. That's the opposite of what we want to do, Dan. I don't think you're taking this seriously.
You're right. I'm not.
But yeah, so I could go on and on about all the different cases, but as unbelievable as this story seems, it is actually incredibly believable because this stuff happens all the mm-hmm. time in various forms, and it's ridiculous. So let's talk about the film. Dan, how did you feel about the construction of the film overall?
I enjoyed it. It was well put together. It had a nice, even pace for the rising action because with films like this, you don't really get a lot of... It's just a drama-based film. So the amount of lies that are told and how she gets caught in some way and has to tell more lies, that is evenly paced throughout the entire film.
Yeah. I thought Yonah Lewis and Calvin Thomas, the directors and the writers, double directors, double writers, excellent job.
Absolutely, yes.
I thought this movie was so well made. It does seem like they have a budget. And they put it to good use.
I mean, yes, they do. Okay, so here's my thing.
I mean, there's no like crazy special effects or anything.
There's no crazy special effects. The camera is definitely just beautiful, whatever they used. But what clued me into at least some budget is people just don't shave their head.
She really did shave her head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she had to, oh, you'll give me what money? Okay. Yeah, I'll shave my head.
No, maybe she was a method actor, Dan.
Maybe, but method actors got to get bread too, bruh.
And that was Casey Roll, who played the lead in this. A really good job. I think everyone did a really good job in this. Amber Anderson played Katie's girlfriend.
Jennifer,
so
yes.
Katie is the liar person, yeah, and the other character is Jennifer. But okay, so what's interesting is these two actors didn't rehearse with each other until, like, the very first scene. Like, they hadn't met each other until the very first scene that they shot.
Nice.
Which I thought was amazing. So you think about the chemistry that these two have on mm-hmm. screen. Like, they're so good!
Especially towards the end, whenever that chemistry, like, is souring.
Yeah, the implosion. Oh.
Oh, it, like...
And the crying.
That is wonderful.
Though. All of that seemed so good. And the psychopathic portrayal of Katie by Miss Roll is... So spot on.
It's phenomenal. It's crazy. And we say psychopathic not like in the sense of like, oh, I'm going to kill you, but like just the ability to, you know, pathologically lie and continue mm-hmm. believing those lies. It's and yeah. just having no remorse for anything that you're doing.
Nothing. And just not understanding how it's hurting people. And I am fascinated by people who are like this in real life. So I'll listen to podcasts about it. And there's a really cool podcast called Risk. Where
oh,
they
I love
tell
Risk.
Real life stories.
I love Risk.
It's almost like a live storytelling in front of an audience normally. I mean, they can't do that right now anyways. But yeah, Risk is really cool if you want to check it out. But so many of those stories are about people who just con people. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like men conning women into like, it's like they have like four or five different families or they're using them for their money. And like their whole business is fake and they're just like stealing money from them. And people fucking do this shit all the time. And then when they use you up, they just disappear. They leave. They go find some other mark and they just have no remorse. And it's like, how do you, there's got to be some disconnect. Do you think there's like these types of people, just their brains function differently? They have to be psychopaths, right?
Yes. I haven't come across that many in my life. Maybe a couple years ago, I had a student that I'm like, this kid is a psychopath. Like just the way he was behaving. It was ridiculous.
And I think some psychopaths can use that to their advantage.
And they do. That's why it's like how conniving this kid was. I'm like, ooh.
But in a positive way. Because like a lot of those people become CEOs or they become presidents or people that are in higher government. Because they can deal with high pressure situations without having any emotional attachment to what's going on. They can think really clearly. So anyways, Dan, ask me a question, you son of a bitch.
We've been talking about how each lie kind of built on each lie.
Sure.
Where was your anxiety level by the end of this film?
Ooh, okay. I had some pretty serious anxiety throughout this film. I will say, though, the pacing, for one reason or another, I don't know why, I was kind of starting to lose interest at certain points.
Mm.
I guess my question for you is, did the film grab your attention throughout?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Here's the deal. Like, this type of film, you need to have, or at least for me, like, I need to have, like, super big willpower for it. I did have to put the film down at one point because I had other matters to attend to. Mm. But the issue wasn't the pacing for me. It was just the fact that dramas don't really, you know, win me over all the time. Like, I need that thriller aspect to get that really good anxiety going. And if there's a drama with anxiety, it's like, it makes me feel gross. And I don't like the grossness of it. So
like, Uncut Gems probably drove you crazy if you ever saw that movie.
No.
You're like Count Dracula over here. You're like, I have other matters to attend to. And you, with your slick back hair and your weird haunch, and you're like, yes, my beautiful vampire brides will keep you company as I deal with my other matters. Oh. You fucking lunatic over here. Let's do one more round of questions just because.
All right. So what did you think that the turning point of this film was whenever you started to realize that she is way more psychopathic than, I mean, I guess this is kind of going into spoilers-ish. I don't know. Where do you think you left her as, like, I don't want to root for this person anymore?
This scene with her dad.
Okay.
The way that she was completely turned on her dad and how calculated all of that was and how she could jump from, like, extreme emotion of just being so mean to back to like I will literally do anything to get what I want and I don't care who it hurts. And I'm like, whoa, this, like, she has definitely done this before. This is some really scary stuff. And I liked how I was complaining about pacing before, or like keeping my attention, but I do like how quickly the film gets into the meat and potatoes, if you will, of the film itself. It doesn't wait till 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's like 18 minutes in and we're already like in the shit, like it's happening. I think maybe where it started losing me is we started focusing on the stuff with her trying to get her medical documents because she's trying to forge them or whatever. I felt like we just spent so much time on that. And I don't know, like the escalating tension there kind of flatlines for a bit.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely see that. But you also have like a lot of really cool. Okay, we're going to go into spoilers now. You got a lot of really cool.
Wait, hold on. So yeah, so we're gonna spoil this movie. If you want to see it, it's on Amazon right now. I believe you do have to rent it. So hopefully it will come to Amazon Prime soon. But I would definitely recommend this movie.
I would even rent it. Like if you like dramas, if you like pretty intense dramas, it's definitely worth the money that you would spend on it for sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Anyway, from the very get go, like the film is pieced together in a way that kind of highlights this girl's negative attributes. Mm. And you don't necessarily understand that they're negative at first, but at the very beginning, she is, she's in a ballet class and she fucks up. And the ballet teacher's like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Can we go from the top so I can get my bearings? Because they were starting in the middle.
Special and treatment, I see.
From the top, you can tell that this girl is kind of the star of this dance number. So
she's on the poster.
Yeah, she always needs this, like, fame. And, like, that poster was that for dancing or was that something? Like, at first, I thought it was a book signing.
There's a couple different things because she has her campaign going, her fundraiser, and then there's her like dance number and stuff. But I love how there's so many little details that show how she is just
the center of the world,
obsessed with having herself be the center of attention in everyone else's life. Like how when she came up on her girlfriend when she was sleeping, she snuck in her bed, woke her up, told her that she was snoring just so she could snuggle with her. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Well, Dan, could you think of another way where she, like, really subtly manipulated someone?
Her friend who's getting her all of the drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Every conversation she has with a doctor that she's trying to forge her documents.
Yeah. He really takes that one friend for a ride. They're not even really friends, because I don't know why he does that. I mean, I guess for money? Their relationship was so strange. And there's so many players that she had to try to keep silent. Like that first doctor that she made a deal with who had that family emergency, he never got his full amount of money. So like at any point he could turn on her. It's so fascinating how many things you have to juggle just because of like one lie you told and how the lie just builds and builds and builds into a giant snowball.
Yeah, it keeps building. Now, here's a question, Jared. Just like we'll jump around because I want to know your thoughts on this one. So towards the end of the movie, she finds another doctor after she gets one doctor to forge her documents. She finds another doctor who's actually going to help her, you know, set the record straight. He's done this before. Now, my question to you is the way that her friend brought him up and then the demeanor of that guy in the doctor's office. Do you think or did you think at any point that he was going to try to have sex with her?
I thought either something like that or he was some weird mob guy. Like, I didn't realize he was even a doctor. I thought this was like she was getting into like big crime mafia stuff.
I thought he was going to be like, so about payment.
At any point, I was surprised that they didn't go that direction in this movie. It would have been interesting to see how that character would react to that. I mean, I guess we could probably figure it out that she's, like, willing to do anything to keep this lie going. Oh, so I did remember what I wanted to say about subtle inferences. There's a scene where you first meet her girlfriend, and they're both in bed together, and they're hanging out, and she is telling her, hey, you know that magazine that you write for that I'm on the cover of? The article in it, there's some certain lines that I feel like make me sound dumb. Could you change those for me? And she's like, no, you don't sound dumb, blah, blah, blah. But even then, she is literally the center of attention on this magazine. She's the cover of the magazine on the first page, huge article spread, and she's telling the editor that she's been seducing, hey, maybe make me sound a little better. And it just blows my fucking mind because the disconnect of, like, she is doing this to get more clout and fame, but then at the end of the film, she almost really does like fall in love with this person, and you can't tell. You can't tell if it's real or not because that ending. We got to talk about the ending, but she like proposes to her girlfriend, and okay, so the end of the film, all of her shit's got blown up. Her dad has posted a big thing online about basically exposing her.
An open letter on Facebook to people who support her.
She goes to like talk to a lawyer friend. And she basically admits to everything to the lawyer. And she's like, I can't represent you, but if this is all real, you need to go talk to this person. Here's a lawyer who can help you, blah, blah, blah. But I don't want you seeing my daughter anymore. And there's like so much to it where everyone's starting to kind of turn on her. And she actually turns it around by the end to where she's getting a radio spot about how she's been mistreated, slandered by her dad or whatever. Even though it seems like she's turning it around, there are so many little pieces. Like, the doctor could turn on her. Two of the doctors could turn on her. Her own girlfriend's gonna maybe turn on her. Her dad's still out. Like, there's so many people out there. The school.
Well, in the film,
the whole school knows.
The film ends preemptively before any of this, the repercussions can take hold, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So the ending of the film, we see this woman, she's about to go onto the radio, and her girlfriend's with her, and she's like, the girlfriend's like, listen, from now on, I don't want you to lie to me anymore, and I want to be with you at all your doctor's appointments, and like, there's no fucking way she can get out of this now.
Yep.
But she goes to the radio spot, but before she goes, she's like, will you marry me? Because from now on, I'll get better. It's like, as soon as she says, I'll get better, everything clicks in the girlfriend's head, and you're like, what?
Well, she says, I won't have to lie to you anymore. We'll be in it together.
Yeah.
And as soon as she says that, she's crying, she's weeping, she looks like so distraught and terrible. She gets up, goes and sits in the radio station, looks totally fine, completely starts acting differently. Like, hi, everything's fine, I'm having a fun, happy time. And it's just her sitting there, and the acting that she's doing of like all of this processing in her brain. She's like, I've been tricked so many times. And we just had that emotional scene before of her, like, not sure if she's able to believe her. And then she's, like, getting so mad and just, like, staring and watching her through the camera do the radio show. And she's like, I can't believe this. And then she just gets up and walks away. What an amazing ending. The ending is so good.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about it?
I mean, I completely agree. Like, God endings damn. For me are really hard to pull off. I don't know. It just... Too often do I see something wrapped up in a nice little bow, and this one didn't do that. It essentially highlights the desperation in the main character. What's her name?
Katie, I think.
Katie, yeah. So it highlights her desperation with her psychopathy. You know what I mean? It's like she's so depraved of this attention that she needs to have it, and just she can turn on a dime and just immediately, you know, go from waterworks to, hey, I want to tell you my story.
Yeah. And the way that this character can just use any tool at her disposal, like she'll throw her mom's suicide in your face. Yeah. She'll do anything she can to manipulate you. Like, oh, you're going to leave me, and I'm afraid you're going to leave me, and I'm afraid you couldn't handle my cancer, so I hid it all from you. Like, just all the lies, whatever lies she can think of. And she constantly gets called out on it.
Well, no, that's why that scene with her dad is so good. The scene with the dad is what we referenced at the beginning of the episode. And basically, she goes to see him for money. And he's like, listen, even if I had the money, I probably wouldn't give it to you because I think you're full of shit. Like, your own fucking father says that to you. Because you have a history with him of being full of shit. Man.
All right, so I want to read a little review here. It's a 1 out of 10. I'm not reading this to be. Listen, I'm not reading this to be like, here's a different opinion. Look at how people hate this movie. I just think this review is funny.
Oh, okay.
So let's make fun of it. okay. The headline: repulsive. What's the point of white lie? That we have to feel sorry for human garbage like the main character? Or that we have to learn that humans are real scumbags? Is someone trying to legitimize cheating, dishonesty? And I'm like, you missed have completely the missed the entire point of this film. Like, what film were you watching, you weirdo? Is she a victim of male-dominated patriarchal society? God. Or is she a woman crying for help? I don't get it.
Number one, yes, everybody's a victim of fucking male patriarchal society. Yeah, just get over it already.
Listen, we run everything and it's fine, okay? What a complete like misstep of what's going on. Either way, White Lie is one of those films that is technically well made, but as empty as any other artsy-fartsy film. I didn't even think this film was that artsy-fartsy.
It was not empty. It was not artsy-fartsy. It was a straightforward...
What are you talking about?
It was a straightforward narrative that just builds upon conflict that this character makes for herself.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you look up this person has reviewed before, it's either ones or tens. It's like all of it's like one or a ten. There's nothing in between. So strange. What a strange review. This is the type of person I would like to do documentaries on. Like, what is your life?
Reviewer?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what is going on in your world that that's what you got?
Holy shit. Film? That would be an amazing... Okay, so in... in... I have taken two documentaries I want to make that I've taken from my friends. One is a bathroom graffiti documentary, right? But the other one is like, yeah, let's make a documentary about this fucking idiot who just does nothing but rate things online, but he's so polarized that
yeah.
Like, what did he rate a 10? Avengers?
You would have to do at least like two or three of them and like follow him around for a while. But yeah, anyways, that's the show, I guess. Final thoughts, Dan, what do you think?
It was a good drama. I was very impressed with it. It takes you on a ride, and it makes you feel
we'll
gross.
We'll take you for a ride. Ba-da-da-da.
It does its job.
I don't got any doubt gout over here, my friend. It's all cleared up. Blue skies.
The movie cleared up Jared's gout.
That's right.
Anyway, you can find us on Twitter at IndieFilmPod. You can find us on Instagram at IndieFilmReviewPod. You can email us at theindiefilmreview@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Dates, dinks, tramps, and thieves. Hey, everybody. I like making fun of Dan, and if you want to make fun of Dan, too, you can come down to the Necropodicon.
Please do. Oh, my God. I would love to be made fun of.
But, like, do it in, like, a loving and nice way. Don't be, like, a big...
Yeah, don't make me cry, but you can make fun of me a little bit, you know, just so I can be, you know, the person who's getting paid attention to. But I don't want to cry.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry. Just give me a little nudge, you know. Anyway, you can do that on the Discord, I think Jared's talking about.
Yes. So if you go to necropodicon.com, it's like Necronomicon, but about podcasts, you can click on the link to the Discord. It should be, like, right there, right at the top. Come say hello to us. You can talk about whatever. I always talk about, like, stupid shit in the main lobby. But there's, like, video game lobbies. There's movie lobbies. There's roleplay RPG lobbies. Because we have a lot of really good Call of Cthulhu and, like, Dungeons & Dragons podcasts on there, too. And there's, like, a lot of fun stuff you can do on there. And I think you're going to like the way you look. That's our main slogan, correct?
No.
Oh, it's not? Anyways, thank you all for listening so much. I really appreciate you. And you know, make your, like, animals listen. That might get our listen rate up, I think. I think that's how it works, right?
Oh my God, that's so perfect.
Make your dog and cat listen. If you got a goldfish, just, like, turn on the fucking podcast and just walk out of the room. You don't even have to listen to the show. just
turn it off for your animals, yeah.
Yeah, just turn it off for your animals.
Oh my God, that would give us so many views.
Oh,
ridiculous.
So many. Just money go up. So much money go up. But anyways, thanks again. Appreciate you. Dan, you got the final word.
Okay, this is for the dogs in the room. Are your owners gone?
Roof.
Make sure you lick their balls tonight.
Roof, roof, roof.
Even the females. The female balls. Roof. Lick all the way up in there to get them female balls.
I don't think that's how that works. Roof, roof.
How do you know? You're just a dog.
That's true. Okay.
I want to listen to podcasts, but there are so many out there, and it's hard to know what's good.
Well, my friend, it is not as hard as you might think, because Necropodicon has you covered. They've got movie reviews, horror shows, games, comedy, and improv, so all you gotta do is head on over to necropodicon.com to find your new favorite podcast. Yeehaw!
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.